Are you ready to meet your new classmates? She is a TV host who attended Holy Rosary Catholic Elementary School. Please welcome Jillian Barbary Reynolds. Jillian, how are you?
I'm phenomenal.
Welcome to the show.
I'm so
Now, I have been on your show many times.
Yes.
And yet you're nervous coming into Are You Smarter Than Fifth Grade?
Do you know how many shows I have been on? And this show, my heart is going so fast right now.
And you're playing for charity today, which is a very cool thing. Tell everybody who you're playing for.
Thank you. It's called 5 Acres. It's one of the oldest, if not the oldest, orphanages in L.A. So they really need the money. And so I hope that I'm going to do them proud today.
Good. I have a good feeling about this. We like cheating in this classroom.
Right.
And you get to cheat off some very smart fifth graders. Jillian, let me introduce them. We have Kamani, Taylor, and Kevin. All right, pick one of them. Let's get started.
I'm going to go with Kamani.
Kamani, come on up here. All right, Jillian, let me tell you how it's going to work. You're going to take an elementary school test, first grade through the fifth grade questions, answer them in any order you like. You could win $250,000 today for charity. How cool would that be?
That's a lot of money. That would be very cool.
All right, let's find out. Is Jillian Barbary Reynolds smarter than a fifth grader? All right, it's time to pick a subject.
I'm going to say... fourth grade music.
Fourth grade music, okay. Fourth grade music question is this. Known for its double reed, what instrument do all the other instruments in the orchestra typically tune to? Known for its double reed, what instrument do all the other instruments in the orchestra typically tune to? Kamani has locked in his answer.
He was fast. We're starting off on a really bad foot. Can I peek? Seriously,
sure,
Kamani?
If you would like, you don't have any idea?
A reed?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a willow? A reed and a willow? Okay, I'm gonna peek.
All right.
Heck yes.
Known for its double reed, what instrument do all the other instruments in the orchestra typically tune to? Your fifth grade classmate Kamani said he thinks it is the oboe.
I will agree with Kamani.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to lock that in?
Yes, I do. I have good faith in him.
Thank you for getting it right. It is the oboe.
Come on. Thank you. Way to start the game. Okay.
All right. We got 3,500. Let's add to it. Pick another subject.
I'm going to do fourth grade nature this time.
Fourth grade nature. You can double your winnings with a correct answer. Here's the nature question. The ozone layer is located in which part of Earth's atmosphere? Mesosphere, stratosphere, thermosphere. The ozone layer is located in which part of Earth's atmosphere? The mesosphere, the stratosphere, or the thermosphere?
Wow, that was fast again.
Yay!
Kamani has locked in.
Doing weather for 22 years, Jeff, has certainly given me the background to be very skeptical about my answer again on this one. But I will say that I believe it is C, the thermosphere. And that's what I'm going to lock in. Did I just lock in?
You did.
Oh, okay.
So after 22 years of doing weather, this one should have been no problem at all.
You said
C, thermosphere. Jillian, that's absolutely wrong.
It's the mesosphere. Is it the mesosphere?
No.
I knew it was the stratosphere. I knew it.
All right. Remember that $3,500 that you just won?
Yes.
It's in jeopardy.
Uh-oh.
Because unless Kamani said the stratosphere, you just gave it back. Take a look at the board. Kamani said, stratosphere! Fifth grader.
I love him.
You're doing great.
Yes, Kamani, you're doing amazing.
But we are burning up sheets in a hurry here. You have one sheet left, your copy. We still have 8 subjects on the board.
Okay, yes, have faith. Social studies,
second grade social studies.
Second grade social studies, okay. I gotta warm up here. I'm doing so bad, I gotta warm up.
You're using your
second grade social studies. It's worth $1,000. Here's the question.
Okay.
What amendment to the U.S. Constitution guarantees freedom of speech and the press? What amendment to the U.S. Constitution guarantees freedom of speech and the press?
Well, I should know this because I do speak freely in the press on a daily basis. Gets me in a lot of trouble. I will say the Fifth Amendment. Thank you.
If you had copied Kamani's paper, because Kamani's been on a little bit of a roll here, take a look at the board. You say the Fifth Amendment. Kamani said he thought it was the First Amendment.
Oh, that's freedom of speech. He's right.
You ever heard of people pleading the Fifth?
Yeah, but they're usually in trouble, right?
They are usually
like
in trouble.
Like felons and people that are facing,
yes.
Like me.
Like you're in trouble right now. Yeah, the Fifth prohibits self-incrimination.
Oh, my gosh.
So the correct answer is not the Fifth. It is the First.
Oh, horrible.
We just gave the money back. But here's the good news.
Yes.
There's still 17,000 on the board.
Okay.
We can still turn this into $170,000.
I'm so nervous.
That is our goal right after this. Don't go away. Celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Jillian Barbary Reynolds is with us. Now, we got a little work to do because we just gave some money back. You can still make $170,000 here. That is our goal. You've got two classmates you have not used yet. Pick one of them.
Hi, Taylor. I'll pick Taylor first. Taylor, I'll pick Taylor.
All
right, well, she got her work cut out for her today.
How are you, Taylor?
Top notch.
I like hearing that.
We got a little girl power working
now. Okay, good, good, good.
All right, it's time to pick another subject.
I will say, no, second grade vocabulary.
Second grade vocabulary,
yes.
Okay. All right, Jillian, for $1,000, here's our second grade question. From the French for to descend, what is the word for a giant mass of moving snow? From the French for to descend, what is the word for a giant mass of moving snow? Taylor has locked in her answer.
To descend, to go down. So I'm going to say an avalanche. That would make sense to me. I'm starting to lose any faith I have in myself, but yes, avalanche.
Avalanche is exactly right. Get some confidence. There we go.
Myself now.
Pick your poison.
Okay, I'm going to do fifth grade world geography.
Fifth grade world geography. Fifth grade questions are worth $5,000. Here's this one. If Kevin is standing by the base of Angel Falls, the highest waterfall in the world, he is standing in what continent? If Kevin is standing by the base of Angel Falls, the highest waterfall in the world, he is standing in what continent? Taylor has locked in her answer.
My problem is right now there's too many to pick from, and I know that I'm going to take my copy.
Okay. I'm gonna copy. You
want a
copy?
Oh, Taylor.
Kevin, you haven't been up here. What'd you say?
South America.
South America. Mm-hmm. How's that sound?
It sounds as good as Africa to me, Jeff.
South America is exactly right. Somebody's been paying attention in class. Angel Falls is in Venezuela. You elected to copy.
Yes.
If Taylor said South America, you've got an additional $5,000. If she didn't, you just gave $1,000 back. Taylor said South America. You have to return to your desk.
You're saving my butt today. Oh, my Lord.
All right, it's a good news, bad news scenario.
Yeah, I know. I have nothing left. Let's not dwell on
the negative. You've got $6,000. That's good
news.
That's
good news.
The bad news is you have no cheats remaining.
Okay, yes.
Five subjects on the board.
Yes.
Which one next, Jordan?
I'll go easy. Let's do first grade animal science.
First grade animal science, okay? First grade animal science, here's the question. True or false, some fish can swim upstream. True or false, some fish can swim upstream.
Is this like a trick question? Because I'm thinking true, salmon swim upstream all the time. I'm gonna say it is true that salmon can swim upstream. God, I'm rocking it! Salmon do swim upstream, and I'm right.
Of course they do. Thank they God. Swim upstream, it is true! A fifth grader, Jillian Barbary Reynolds, is with us, and she's got $6,500. Okay, it is time to pick another subject.
Third grade grammar.
Third grade grammar, okay. Our third grade grammar question is this, Jillian. Which of these is an example of hyperbole? A man, a plan, a canal, Panama. Taylor is so hungry she could eat a horse. The cars vroomed past us. Which of these is an example of hyperbole?
Hyperbole.
Read them all out.
Okay, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama's A. B, Taylor is so hungry she could eat a horse. Hyperbole? C, the cars vroomed past us. B, Taylor is so hungry she could eat a horse. Hyperbole? Let's lock in B.
That is absolutely right.
Oh!
Look at this, you're up to $9,000 again.
Please.
Down to three subjects.
I'm thinking let's get first grade spelling out of the way. Since I have no more to say, first grade spelling. Yeah.
All right. It's worth $500, Jillian.
$500.
Here is the first grade spelling question. What vowel appears most frequently in the following word? Recycle. What vowel appears most frequently in the word recycle?
R-E-C-Y-C-L-E. So I'm gonna say E because Y sometimes, so E. Thanks.
Kids, do you like the answer E?
Yeah.
You can say.
Yeah.
Good,
thank you.
I love it too because it's right. It is E. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E. We are down to two subjects. Isn't that a good feeling?
Yes, thank God.
It is between third grade math and fifth grade U.S. history.
Fifth grade U.S. history, what
the heck? Fifth grade U.S. history. Do not answer too quickly. Let's talk this out.
Okay.
Fifth grade U.S. history, here's the question. Who was U.S. president when the Statue of Liberty was dedicated in 1886? Who was U.S. president when the Statue of Liberty was dedicated in 1886?
1886. I'm going to, let's discuss this. In my head, automatically, I think Lincoln. That's automatically what I'm going to. And I know I'm going to say, oh my gosh, when you tell me, so go ahead. Because I'm going to lock in with Lincoln.
Lock in?
Yeah, what the heck, because I know it's wrong, but I'm going to lock in. Thank you for your applause, everyone.
Who was U.S. president when the Statue of Liberty was dedicated in 1886? Jillian, you said Lincoln.
Yeah.
The answer is coming up right after this. Here's today's extra credit question. Which of the following types of music has the greatest number of U.S. radio stations devoted to it? Is it A, country, B, oldies, or C, R&B? Before the break, we ask, which of the following types of music has the greatest number of U.S. radio stations devoted to it? The answer is A, country. To a celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Jillian Barbary Reynolds is with us. We get a tough question.
Well, for me it was.
Who was U.S. president when the Statue of Liberty was dedicated in 1886? You said Lincoln.
Right.
Kevin, you didn't get to come up here. What did you say?
Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland. Grover Cleveland, I'm sorry to say, is actually the correct answer.
Well, good for you, Kevin.
Good job, though, Kevin.
Good job, Kevin. Could have used him.
All right. You still have a chance to win $25,000. We just got a little work to do.
Okay.
We are down to third grade math. How is math as a subject for you?
About as good as the rest of them. So I goofed off a lot in school, if you can't tell. So I'm going to say, we just throw it up there and
see what happens.
Third grade
math. Let's see what happens. All right. Our third grade math question for $2,500 is this. How much is 10 billion divided by 10 million? How much is 10 billion divided by 10 million?
That's a lot of zeros. Would it be six zeros? Then how does that divide into 10 billion? Good Lord, math. Oh, so glad I'm not in school anymore, seriously. A thousand. Oh my gosh.
All right, how much is 10 billion divided by 10 million? Jillian, you're not gonna believe this.
I'm certainly not.
The correct answer is 1,000. You got it right.
Good Lord.
You've got $2,500.
Yes.
I've got a bonus question. The bonus question can multiply your winnings by 10. We could turn $2,500 into $25,000. Bonus questions are always fifth grade questions. You don't get to use any of your classmates. But because you have won $2,500, even if you go for this and miss it, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader is going to donate $2,500 to your charity. So there's nothing to lose.
Well, then I'll go for it, Jeff.
Lock it in.
Go for it, Jeff.
Here is today's U.S. Geography bonus question. What U.S. state is home to Hot Springs National Park? What U.S. state is home to Hot Springs National Park?
I feel strongly about Colorado. I think it's Colorado Hot Springs National Park. And I'm going to lock in Colorado.
Hot Springs. Somebody in the audience help me. Hot Springs.
National Park.
Arkansas.
Oh,
it is not
man.
Colorado. It is Arkansas.
Oh.
But your charity still gets
$2,500.
And they get a lot of exposure. Yeah. It is the 5 Acres Boys and Girls AIDS Society.
Wonderful.
Thank you for the work you do to help them. One last thing before you leave us.
Yes, Hi, my name is Jillian Barbary Reynolds. You might know me as a TV host, but soon you're going to find out that I am not smarter than a fifth grader.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.